6-1.
Okay, seems that no one's available right now, so I'll go ahead and send them an email to call you, okay?
Okay, great, yeah.
Okay, so...
And if I don't answer, I'll call them right back.
So I'll they have your number, and I'll give you also their number. So just to recap, so the patient will have the two assessments, the first one with the broker, the second one with the aging agency, then the PCP form will the telehealth doctor will sign it. And in the meantime, the county would want to also review the financial, financial statements. So does the patient have any bank accounts?
Yes, she has a bank account. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the county would want to see... 5 years of statements looking back to five years, you can gather that from the bank. And so you say that the pension goes straight into the bank account, right?
Yes.
Okay. And together with the bank statement, the county would also want to see the letter, the pension letter, the latest pension letter.
Pension letter, okay.
So I guess you can get it from the old employee or from wherever he gets the pension from. Okay, so once you have all these done, the case will go over to the county's office. They will review the financial eligibility and everything, and they will get back. Hopefully you get approved. Once they approve you for the waiver, the insurance company will send down a service coordinator to assess how many hours the patient needs, and you will be the caregiver, right?
I'm going to talk to my daughter, but for now I need somebody else because I work a full-time job myself, and it's very hard for me to, I live by myself, so I can't do everything, you know? It's just impossible.
Right,
and I also work in a nursing home with a lot of people, so it's overwhelming, you know? So I really need to, she really needs the help, you know, for somebody to be there all the time. And I already saw the way she was, you know, when she woke up, and I said, oh, my God, this is going to be a problem, and I got to work. I can't not work.
Right.
So,
we'll definitely help you with that.
Yeah. So I'm going to speak to my daughter and see if she can do it. You know, I don't think, you know, everybody in the family is busy. Everybody's working, so that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
But if she can do it, she
look,
can do
in the worst case scenario, in the worst case scenario, we can find you a good caregiver in your area. We have a lot of good caregivers.
Yes.
So, you know, worst case scenario, if no one is available. The whole process might take up to 2 months. So basically, there are a few entries. Everyone takes their time, but we can be on top of it, you know, to give them anything they need, any documents, any assessments. So, you know, if we're on top of it, it might take, 6 weeks even. So, but the general time frame is about 2 months. So as I said, my name is Naftali, and this is my direct number. I don't know, you probably don't have my direct number because she transfers you. So I'll give you my direct number.
Okay. And what is it?
My direct number is 267.
Okay.
551.
Okay.
7445.
Okay, now what is the rate that they pay somebody to come in to take care of her that's not certified?
You mean if we give them the caregiver once the patient is approved?
Yes, hourly. So what's the hourly rate?
So our hourly rate is usually around 14 per hour, but it varies around that range. You need to say it all depends, how much hours the patient gets approved eventually. If it's under 40 hours, it might be more. If it's over 40 hours, then it's probably going to be around $14 with overtime. That's basically our rate, yeah.
Okay, all right. So I'll put that out there and see if that interests her. Yeah, because she does work a part-time job, but she only works like 2-3 days a week, so...
Okay,
yeah.
So if you're okay, I can transfer you right now to the broker to start, with the first scheduling, the first assessment. Are you with the patient right now?
No, she's in the hospital. I just left the hospital. I've been there all morning since 7 o'clock.
The broker would want to speak also with the patient, like ask for their name and the date of birth. But if you can call together with the patient, it would be better.
I'll when I go to the hospital tomorrow morning, or I bring her home, then we can sit and talk to somebody.
Yeah.
You know,
okay,
and I have all the information.
Okay, so I'll text you the broker's number, and I'll be in contact with you. And again, it was a pleasure speaking with you. And any questions, don't hesitate to reach out. No problem. Bye-bye.
Okay, yes. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.